In our studio right now is La Caprile Valley Interim Superintendent Larry Peterson. And good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Going with our another edition of La Caprile Valley School Update with you.
Well, always interesting talking about what's going on in school.
That's right. Renee Tossenson started this. It was her idea to get on the radio and keep people informed about the La Caprile Valley School District. It's a good idea.
Well, great idea. And I thank you and your cohorts here at 92.1 for continuing to do it.
Yep. All right. Well, you've been busy out at La Caprile Valley.
Been a busy month, yeah. You know, trying to work on getting a new superintendent to start July 1. And they have offered the position to someone.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had the opportunity to take the candidates around, show them around Madison, and someone did that for Appleton and Milan.
Yep. And they were impressed. They were impressed with you, Paul.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah, that was a good time. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So. Well, I think it's important that all the candidates that were being considered get to know the three main communities that they're going to be involved with and some of the things that they have to do to keep the communities working together and cooperatively and working toward the same goal.
Right. Now, the school board kind of hired a couple people, Sandy and somebody else?
They hired MSBA, School Board Association.
That's what it is.
Sandy Gunlock was the one who represented them, and they led the search.
They led the search.
They led the search and did all the vetting and did all the background checks on people and things like that.
Good. And you said one of them was offered the
They offered the job to Greg Schmidt.
Okay.
Presently the superintendent of schools of Minnewaska.
Okay.
He's been around. He was also superintendent at McRae for a while, so he's had at least 10 years or so of superintendent experience. I think the advantage that I think he brings to the job is that he's been a superintendent in schools with different communities.
Right.
So McRae had Raymond and Clara City and that area, and he's been with Glenwood and Starbuck and Villard. And so he understands bringing schools together, and I think that helped him get the position.
Yep, and he knows the area.
He knows the area.
Yep, good. Yep. All right, looking forward to that. I know there are negotiations right now.
There are negotiations right now. He's tentatively accepted.
Okay.
Pending the negotiations, and he's dealing with the school board on that to get that done, and hopefully by the end of this month we'll have a ratification and he'll be on board in July 1.
Okay, good, and looking forward to putting him on the radio too with the
Lockdown School. Well, yeah, we'll get him going.
All right, good. I know that was a big job, and thanks to you leading the charge there, Larry.
Well, I think MSBA did most of the work. I just did things behind the scenes, but I think it's important to get someone in who understands the communities, understands, has been there, has gone through some of the wars of being in the superintendency, so he understands some of that.
Yeah.
I think Greg will do a good job for us.
Yeah. And you had a lot of public input in this process,
too. We did.
Too.
We brought in staff from the high school and the elementary schools, as well as some community people, and brought in paraprofessionals and different other people from the office, so that the school board took input from all the different entities that they have within the school to make their choice. And Greg seemed to be the choice of all of the groups.
Okay. Looking forward to working with Greg. All right, thanks, Larry. And, we got some other stuff to talk about at La Caprile Valley. Parent-teacher conferences were held on Tuesday.
Oh, they're held tonight.
Tonight, okay.
Tonight, yeah, from 3:30 to 7:30. Conferences at the high school.
Okay.
A chance for parents to come in and talk to teachers to find out how their students are doing at this point of the year, which is important. And being able to work cooperatively together to make sure that we're getting the best out of each kid and the best out of each situation at La Caprile, I think is important.
Yeah, when my kids were in school, I kind of enjoyed parent-teacher conferences. You get to sit down and talk detail about how your kid's doing
in
the classroom.
Well, and I think that's the importance of it, that you get a one-on-one where you can sit down and find out exactly how your child is doing and what the future may look like as well.
That's right. Now, is that for grades what?
It'll be for grades 5 through 12.
5 through 12. Okay, yeah. Good. All right, and we have a breakfast thing to talk about?
Well, this week, Cammie Malin, the head of our food service, is doing National Breakfast Week, which means that every day at either elementary schools or at the high school, there's a special feature of the day.
Okay.
Highlighting breakfast and the importance of breakfast with kids and students. I know she's got the Eagle mascot coming in a few days to be with the kids. I think there's breakfast with the principal, all of those things that are going on to try and make it a little bit more highlighted with breakfast, and she's highlighting some of the breakfast that she's going to do, and the importance of having breakfast, and the importance of kids having breakfast.
That's right, and how there's been studies done where you need to eat a good breakfast for the school day for learning.
There's no doubt that the studies have shown that students that have breakfast actually do better in the classroom.
That's right.
After they do that, yep.
I'm a breakfast eater. Can you tell?
Yeah, well, so am I. So am I.
Too good a breakfast eater. Well, that's cool. That's a neat idea.
And you can give Cammy credit. She comes up with a lot of innovative ideas out there to make food service more than just food service.
Right. And I know she's proud of with the Yes group out there growing her own food and really enjoys
that. I've been impressed with the variety during the lunchtime and the other things that she tries to provide for kids so that kids have choices. She does a nice job on that.
Yeah, she does. Good. Yeah. All right. Makes me want to run out there and have breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, you go out right ahead. That's what breakfast week is supposed to be.
Okay. All right. Did we cover everything or we got something else here?
Well, how about the girls' basketball game this week? Yeah.
How can I forget?
Yeah. It's an exciting time. I think you were telling me this is the second time the girls have been in the finals.
Yep. They lost to Pipestone, I think 2010 or 11 or somewhere in there. So.
Well, I know it's been an exciting week out at the high school. The girls are really excited as well as the kids, for being in the finals. We've been the underdog. I think we were the underdog against Tracy. I think we were the underdog against Canby. And I think winning those games has given the girls confidence. I think they're going into this game, they're the underdog too.
Yep, exactly.
And so it's nothing different for them.
That's right.
And you have to give credit to the coaching staff and to the girls who have gotten to the point where they really believe. I really think, Paul, and I saw them play against Tracy Milroy. Mm-hmm. I really think that win has propelled them a little bit to with confidence and with the idea that they can beat the good teams.
That's right. Yeah, it was a big confidence booster for them, I think. And, what I like, Larry, is going to the section at the RA facility in Marshall. Great place to have section basketball. You look back and you see all the red shirts, the Lac Parle Valley parents, grandparents, regular fans. They're in numbers. It's great to see such a large crowd.
Well, winning breeds winning.
Yep.
And there's no doubt there's a lot of people on the bandwagon with this group. And, to be honest with you, Paul, they have a lot of them coming back. They're going to be a pretty strong team next year, too.
Yeah, there is.
So they've been impressive when they've gotten, especially down the stretch, I think, in these games where the key is in tournament play. Can you do it when it counts?
Yep.
And they've been able to prove they can.
That's right, and they're playing very well at the right time of the year, too.
And that's what you try and do is get them to peak. And they've done that.
Yep. You were a head basketball coach? I
was head basketball coach from 1979 to 1983 in Appleton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, were some good basketball games that you remember?
Oh, we had some wild games.
Boys basketball?
Boys basketball, yep. Played some tough games with Madison. Bessonen was the coach here. Dan Bessonen was a great friend of mine and a great coach.
Yep.
And we had some real, real barn burners. And also played some barn burners with Ortonville and hit some with Olivia. We were in the Little Sioux Conference.
Right.
And Granite Falls had its squad. It was a tough conference.
It was.
With a lot of tough games, but it was fun.
Yep. I played.
And I was very, very lucky, Paul. I had excellent kids, and they made me look good many times.
Okay, yep. Yeah, a lot of talent back in the early 80s, late 70s around here in basketball.
Yeah, very good.
Yep. I played in the Little Sioux Conference, and Coach Besson was my coach when I was in Madison, and miss him.
He was a great guy, and like I said, I miss him too. He was a friend of mine who I really got to know when I was here, and an excellent coach.
Yep. Okay, Larry, well, thanks for coming in this morning and giving us that Lac Parle Valley School update.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Paul, and I'll come back again. Yep. We'll see how things are going.
All right. Yeah, the spring sports happening and the graduation, to start talking about that.
We'll be talking about the spring, and
prom.
Pretty soon I'm going to be done.
Yeah. Goes quick, doesn't it?
It goes quick.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Larry Peterson, the Lac La Parole Valley School Interim Superintendent, with our Lac La Parole Valley School Update.